Tim, thanks so much for giving us your time today.
You bet.
Can you tell us a little bit about the areas that are opening Friday and what led to that decision?
Yeah, so during this pandemic this spring, we took a measured response on shutting some of our recreation sites down starting back in late March. And during that time period, we shut down our campgrounds, our day use areas like picnic sites, and then some of our bigger areas like the Red River Gorge and the Redbird Crest off-highway vehicle trail system down in Leslie and Clay County. And so now that we've reached the end of May, we're going to start reopening these sites in a more methodical, safe, measured process as well. So starting this Friday, May 22nd, we will be reopening the Red River Gorge area and the Redbird Crest off-highway vehicle trail system. That'll be the first phase of our reopening. After that, June 3rd, we will be reopening our day use sites across the forest. And these would be mostly picnic areas and shooting ranges.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 11th, we're opening up the developed campgrounds across the forest. And that's trying to be in line with the governor's announcement of June 11th. And I think that's the date that most land management agencies are opening campgrounds across Kentucky.
When you say developed campgrounds, does that include bathroom facilities? I'm thinking electrical hookups, that type of thing?
Yeah, so a developed campground is a campground, usually like car camping. You know, you pull in to a site, there's a picnic table there and a metal fire ring, and there's some sort of a bathroom facility there. We have a wide range of campgrounds. Some are maybe a vault toilet, whereas other ones are flush toilets. And we are planning to open up restroom facilities when our campgrounds open. But remember, every campground's a little bit different in that, you know, some are flush toilets and some are vault toilets, a little more primitive. Now, as of right now, I believe shower facilities will be closed at those campgrounds that have them. And I do believe this could be different at some other land management agencies like the state parks in terms of whether bathrooms are open or not. So on the Forest Service, our bathrooms will be open. And some of the campgrounds, you mentioned hookups, like for electric and water.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we have a wide range, and we do have some campgrounds that have that, particularly at Cave Run Lake and Laurel River Lake. And those campgrounds will be opening with their hookups on June 11th.
Some areas are currently to be announced when they'll open back up. Can you tell us what those areas are and what requirements will have to be met before a date for reopening is established?
Sure. Yeah. And so with all of this that we're doing, we're trying to, you know, consult with the health experts, you know, the Centers for Disease Control, guidance coming out of the White House, guidance from the governor's office. And, you know, we try to be in line with all that as best we can as we reopen sites. There are, as you said, there's a few sites that we're not sure when we're going to open them yet. And these are areas where typically large groups gather. And so beaches, we have a couple of beaches at Cave Run Lake at Twin Knobs and Zilpo that'll remain closed for right now. We have a major visitor center in the Red River Gorge called Glady Visitor Center that's also going to remain closed. And then there are a couple of informal but very heavily used swimming holes, one up at Cave Run Lake called Billy Branch.
I know that
one.
One
down in the Red River Gorge. You know that one? Yep.
Yeah. Very heavily used. Yes, yeah.
And then in the gorge, place, a lot of people call it Jumping Rock. Mm-hmm. And these are just places where we're trying to figure out how to deal with the typical large crowds that go there. And, you know, you asked what kind of goes into our decisions, and I mentioned about trying to be in line with all these different, you know, health agencies and the White House and the governor's office. You know, one of the reasons we decided to go with May 22nd to reopen the Red River Gorge is that's the day the governor is lifting the travel ban. So again, we felt like, okay, we can kind of match up with that. And I believe that is the day when the governor says we can have groups of up to 10 for social gatherings. So we can do that and feel like we can start opening. But these big gathering spots like swimming holes where maybe there's 100 people, yeah, we're not sure yet on the date for that.
If you're just tuning in, I'm joined by phone with Public Affairs Officer Tim Ealing with the Forest Service. Have any sites remained open during this shutdown? And if they have people been able to socially distance themselves from one another?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I like to say that most of the Daniel Boone National Forest has actually stayed open throughout this whole pandemic. Roughly 660,000 acres out of the 708,000 acre forest have been open. But it's been what we call dispersed recreation, you know, hiking trails, places to go hunt and fish. You know, there was a turkey hunting season this spring. A lot of people were out, you know, trout fishing right now. So those things have continued with the thought that these are ways people can get outside, get some exercise and fresh air that everybody agrees is good, but disperse and spread out. And so we wanted to keep those kinds of places open. The ones that we had challenges and we felt like we had to temporarily shut down were places where people tended to gather close together or in larger groups, or were using restroom facilities and that kind of stuff. Hmm. But the rest of the forest, you know, where you can just hike around and hunt and fish, it felt like we could do that, keep that open, and people could do it safely.
We've had a lot of rain recently, and leading up to Memorial Day weekend, we're expected to have more. There are even chances over Saturday and Sunday into Monday. Has the rain caused any issues at any of these sites, or do you expect it to?
Yes, we have had some serious rainfall, and, you know, at a minimum, trails are going to be very wet and muddy. People need to expect that if they're going out this weekend. There are going to be trees down on trails that, quite frankly, we haven't had a chance to get out there and clear over the last few months. So some of this relates back to storms around Easter time. Mm. But then even now with the high winds and the heavy rains and the saturated ground, I'm sure some trees have fallen over. And then there's going to be, you know, dangerous high streams and rivers that people need to be aware of and be very careful that they're not trying to cross a stream or go swimming or boating in a situation that could potentially be deadly.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us today and giving us all of this information.
Yeah, you bet. I think if I could add one more thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we try to be a good partner with Leave No Trace, and Leave No Trace has 7 guiding principles that if visitors follow these principles, they'll have a safe and enjoyable visit, whether they're hiking or rock climbing or whatever. And the very first one is called Plan Ahead and Prepare. And I think that one is always really important, but even more so during a pandemic. And would like people to think about, before they go hiking or backpacking or climbing, to think ahead and, you know, have the essentials with them, like food and water, but also a map. Make sure you're not getting lost, because search and rescue during a pandemic could be a challenge. It is conducted by local county search and rescue people that they're volunteers, and they have a lot of concerns, and they're stretched to the limit, and they may not be able to have all the personal protective equipment. So it may be more difficult for them to get out there. So if people can plan ahead and prepare and be thinking about that, you know, this is not the time to get lost or the time to push yourself into a potential risky recreational pursuit, you know, being on a very high cliff or trying to cross a swollen stream. The search and rescue, we don't want to have put those folks in danger either. And so think about that, and, you know, maybe during a a COVID-19 pandemic, throw a few extra things in your pack, like, you know, hand sanitizer or a mask or gloves, you know, things that you may not think about. But just really want people to plan ahead and prepare a little bit more than they used to, perhaps, and to make sure everybody enjoys the forest but makes it home safely.
Where can people find those 7 tips?
Yeah, they can look that up on the Leave No Trace website. That's lnt.org.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
You bet.